Welcome to Christ's Church Cathedral on this, the evening of the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. I wait for the Lord. In his word is my hope.
Thank you.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowds behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
A few weeks ago, I was searching for our Sunday prayer service on YouTube when I noticed a YouTube item of a sermon by one of my favorite journalists. David Brooks is a journalist and author who frequently writes opinion pieces for the New York Times newspaper. He also is a regular commentator on the program NewsHour, broadcast on the public television network. In the YouTube item, Brooks was preaching a sermon in the Washington National Cathedral on July the 5th. He said that was his second time preaching in the National Cathedral, which he was honored to do, even though this time the congregation was very much smaller than the first time. Actually, that vast cathedral was empty because of the pandemic. I have always found David Brooks in print and on television to be insightful about the political and social aspects of our present time. Brooks was raised Jewish, but at one point in his early life, he went to a Christian school, and recently he has been exploring Christianity again. He began his sermon by talking about the Jewish reality in which Jesus was born. The Jewish world was in turmoil. The Hebrew people had been repeatedly invaded and conquered by other nations, Assyrians, Babylonians, and Romans. Various Jewish factions frequently tried to revolt and were crushed. In the approximate time of the ministry of Jesus, there were 7 Jewish uprisings, and many of them began in the region of Galilee. Galileans were considered unruly troublemakers. The Hebrew people also had internal strife between overbearing religious leaders and angry religious cults. Brooks described that time as pressure-packed and a storm of conflict and danger. He emphasized that when we understand the political and social instability of the time, we realize how bold and courageous Jesus was to pierce through those complex networks of power by preaching compassion, justice, and love. When Brooks described the tumultuous time in which Jesus lived as a storm, I was reminded of our story from the Gospel of Mark. The disciples are out in their fishing boat with Jesus when a fierce storm suddenly erupts. Such sudden storms were common on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples struggled to keep the boat upright, while Jesus, asleep in the stern, seems oblivious until the disciples desperately call to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus awakes to rebuke the wind and to calm the sea. The disciples are amazed, but Jesus, perhaps sadly, asks them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" The cry of the disciples could be heard over and over again in our world today. God above, do you not care that thousands of your people are perishing because of a disease which seems beyond human control? Jesus, Prince of Peace, do you not care that thousands of people are brutally beaten and killed because they are different? A different race, religion, social status, sexual orientation, and on with cruel injustice? Where is God? Where is Jesus in our frightening world today? In our gospel story, Jesus asks the disciples, "Why are you afraid?" This is an echo of the many times in which Jesus says to frightened people, "Be not afraid. Believe in God. Believe also in me." In the midst of anxiety and danger, faith in God and in Jesus is sorely tested. It is mighty hard to hold on to our belief that all will be well. In our gospel story, Jesus miraculously eliminates the danger by calming the storm. But in everyday life, miracles seem rare. The danger of the coronavirus is not going to miraculously disappear. It will require a lot of dedicated hard work to create a vaccine and to neutralize the deadly disease. Similarly, it will take a great deal of hard work to root out prejudice, hatred, and violence in human societies. In the second part of his sermon, David Brooks talked about the fearful storm which is battering and uprooting societies all over the world now. He said that in storms, there are two responses. The physical response, which is to fight or flee the storm, and the response of the soul when there is a hunger for beauty despite the danger and suffering. To see beauty in the storm is to inspire a leap of faith, faith in God, faith in humanity, faith in a transcendent reality which can calm storms. I believe there is beauty in our present storm, the beauty of self-sacrifice, of care for others, of prayer for others, and the beauty of love, as St. Paul describes love in his famous letter to the Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not insist on its own way. Love bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest is love. Often we cannot choose the storm we are in, but we can choose our response. We can choose to be calm, to endure hardship with patience, to be kind to anyone in distress, to forego what we want for the benefit of others. We can be inspired by the beautiful things in the storm which we are enduring now, so that when the storm subsides, we can hold on to those beautiful things in our everyday lives. Live in hope. Pray often. Trust in God. Amen.
We believe in the God who is the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. We trust in our holy parent who judges and shows mercy. We hope in our Creator who is faithful to all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in the Jesus who rode in triumph into Jerusalem. We trust in the Messiah who was crucified, died, and was buried. We hope in the living Christ who walked out of the tomb.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, giver of faith and formation. We trust in the breath of life who stirs, sustains, and sanctifies. We hope in our advocate who brings to us and through us the gift of God's peace.
Rejoices in God, my Savior.
For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your holy servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name.
Give us grace to trust in you so that we may walk faithfully amidst the storms of life. Through Jesus the Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Holy One.
prayers and praises into one, and pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.